This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Waking up Democrat. Gah, what a terrible thing. That would be like being in the mind of a serial killer, a pedophile, an anti-American, God-hating beast. I mean, I don't even know how to describe that. That's just got to be a horrible thing. That's, if you want my idea of H-E double crooked socks, that would be it. Waking up in a mindset that is so warped to reality. That implodes on itself with every idea. I mean, yeah, the idea of God giving us, you know, making us sentient and having the ability to understand the world that we live in is that you improve yourself, that you search for truth. And the beauty of it is we all search for it differently because of the way that we are brought up, the way, you know, the circumstances of life. Nothing is fair. God doesn't give anybody, there's no monopoly on good looks, there's no monopoly on intellect, there's no monopoly on persistence or whatever. You know, you form yourself. And that's what I love about it. I love that, you know, you can have, the odds can be stacked against you and you can do it. You can figure out a way to do it. I mean, that to me is just, oh my God. It is nirvana. It's the thing that drives you, that makes you say to yourself, just because you have more money than I do doesn't make you better than me. Just because you may be taller, you may have attributes that society deems, quote, better, I will work around it. Think about the dude, the average guy who gets the hot girl, or the average girl who gets the hot guy, or whatever. And you think to yourself, how'd she do it? You know, she did it. He or she did it. Because they didn't devalue themselves. They looked at this person as, you know what, if I love this person, I want to pursue this person, I will get it. Whatever the goal or objective is, I'm not just making it about people. But I'm saying, whenever you see something that's disjointed, like, how's that guy get ahead? You know, his dirty fingernails, always looking like he's in old jeans, tattered, you know, oily looking, etc. And he's got a highly successful business fixing cars, or maybe he fixes race cars or jet engines, and he's uniquely qualified. I meet these people every day. I don't discount a soul. Nobody. You give everybody the credit of their God-given ingenuity. And you know what I pray? I pray that everybody finds that thing that gives them the passion to get up every morning and do what they do. And it doesn't mean work. Maybe you get up passionate about your family. You get up passionate about your friends. You get up passionate about your country. Maybe you even get passionate about sharing your love of God. You know, we look at people and go, he's a zealot. That religious zealot. What? Look, if somebody wants to share with you that they have some peace and understanding that you probably don't have because they get it through worshiping this being that they don't see, this thing that, you know, that you don't know about, that you have to trust and believe in, give them an ear. What's it going to cost you? I just think about all the nonsense in the world. And everybody's looking for a scapegoat. And you know what? What's funny, the left go, how does God let this happen? God didn't let anything happen. Well, he knows everything. He could stop it all. No, he gives man the ability to do what he does. And he says, look at you. You should be improving yourselves. I'm within you. If you seek what I am all about, you will find your way to me. But do the left do that? Do they follow any doctrine that would make you think they really want peace on earth? It's insane what we watch these clowns do. Waking up Democrat, folks, that is a continual nightmare. Remember what Sarah Silverman said the other day, that she's leaving her party because she doesn't like progressives. She doesn't like what they stand for.
It's the absolutist-ness of the party I am in. That is such a turnoff to me. It's so elitist, you know, for something called progressive, it allows for zero progress. It's all or nothing. No steps toward. All or nothing. Again, righteousness porn. And I've been thinking about this a lot, just in general. I don't know that I want to be associated with any party. I think I don't want to be associated with any party anymore. It comes with too much baggage. Every party, it comes with so much f***ing baggage that no ideas can be taken at face value. And without ideas, what are we? Without a common truth, how can we talk about it? You know, Republicans might hear an idea that they would totally agree with, but if it comes from AOC, then they hate it. And of course, you know, to be honest, when I hear an idea that comes from a Republican, it's suspect to me. We all put too much on this stuff. We no longer are able to be a nation of ideas.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Sarah Silverman turned off. She's turned off. Her party is elitist, and she knows it. She says it allows for zero progress. I play this clip because it's a cautionary tale for leftists. It should be their new battle cry. All or nothing. Righteousness porn. I love that term that she's talking about. Righteousness porn. It's leftistness porn, but that's what she's talking about. They're so righteous and they're so right, but they're so right about being wrong. Part of me feels sorry for her. It really does. Because she's coming to this conclusion and she's got nowhere to go. She doesn't know that she can come to our side because it isn't a side. We're this glowing aura around everything that represents the best part of human nature, the best part of man, the best part of the world. We exemplify better than any other culture. And you, as a conservative, you exemplify better than any other human being on the face of this planet, the American conservative patriot. But what does Sarah have? She's got an ideology built on lies that demands that you never reveal the lies, and that reality is hitting her square in the face, and she doesn't know what to do. You know what our role is? Our role is to tell these people, you've been wrong, but we are okay with it. Conservatism is your utopia.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump personally called Georgia's lead elections investigator and demanded that person produce evidence which didn't exist.
A second call from President Trump to Georgia officials about trying to overturn the election, find the fraud, and then that person would be a national hero.
Trump making that call was essentially interfering in an active investigation when he asked the top investigator to, quote, find the fraud,
urging them to, quote, find the fraud. This was first reported by the Washington Post.
That was the controversial subject matter of the, it was first touted by Washington Post, is President Trump saying, find the fraud. And of course, we've learned that, well, that's not what happened. So WAPO prints a retraction that says, you know, we're really sorry, but, you know, he didn't actually say that. Welcome back, everybody. Told you guys that there's all kinds of new evidence of the big cheat. There's evidence of all the orchestration that went on. People should be fired over this stuff. People should be going to prison over this stuff. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know if you guys saw the story that Jesus is supposedly a racist. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Jesus is a racist. Let me give you, here's what he says. Reverend Brendan Robertson took to TikTok last week with the bold claim that Jesus was a racist. In his video, the pastor asked if his audience was aware that there's a part in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus uses a racial slur. Was it the N-word? Robertson then goes on to claim that Jesus repented of his racism when confronted by a woman, concluding with an assertion that he loves the story because it's a reminder that Jesus was human. He had prejudices and biases, and when confronted with them, he was willing to do his work. See, this is the new woke generation that wants you to believe that the one man who walked this earth and lived among us without sin is a sinner. He wasn't the perfection, you know, he wasn't man personified in the perfect form, sent by, you know, God himself. No, it couldn't be. He was flawed, just like us. And so all this stuff about getting to God through Jesus, if you're a Christian, you know, because you can't, the purity of the Lord is what you need before you can get to God. You know, and I'm not going to get all biblical on you, but I'm just saying he's trying to destroy the fabric of it. And he says, no, Jesus had prejudices. He was a racist. Surely you can admit this now, Christians, now that we've ascertained that Jesus is a racist. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, my goodness, man. We got so much to talk about. I really don't even know where to start. I keep telling you guys that the left are just a scurrilous bunch. And here's what's funny. You've heard the term failure is not an option. That's what they said in Apollo 13. With Democrats, failure is most definitely not an option. It's a given. They were right. With us, failure is not an option because we know how to succeed. But with Democrats, failure is not an option. It's the only choice. The CDC, have you heard this? They're begging students not to travel during spring break. Why? Because these students are going to travel during spring break. They're going to do what kids their age do on spring break. They're going to be huddling together, you know, doing all kinds of stuff, as you know what I'm talking about. And they're going to come back and they're going to be just as safe as they were before they left. What's interesting, though, is the CDC has asked these students, please do not travel in spring break, you know, before we all get the vaccine and get herd immunity or whatever else. But they said nothing to Biden about closing the border. Not a single thing. I can't wait for these people to have to get vaccinated to come in. These now, you want the number? 13,000 unaccompanied minors at the border to have to get vaccinated against their will, and they start dropping like flies. Come across the border with palsy. I can't wait. I don't wish it on them by any means, but I'm saying sometimes leftism needs to implode on itself. Jesus is a racist. Whatever. God. Incredible. That number, that blow up at the border. We weren't having this before, were we? This is a new scandal, a new crisis. What are they doing? They're hiding the information from you. They don't want to tell you the number. They don't want to tell you that it's at a level that we now have to put FEMA there, which means it's a disaster. Just like Biden, just like leftism, all of it, folks. Failure is not an option with Democrats. It is a given. What else we got? We got stories on top of stories. I don't even know what I'm going to get into today because I have so many things to talk about. I do want to tell you about yourselves, though. As conservatives, I want you to understand that every single day in this administration, the left is going to do what it does. It's going to cover up. It's going to lie. It's going to obfuscate the truth from you. And every single day, more and more of them will come to realize how wrong they are and how right you are. And righteousness will win in the end. That's what you have to look forward to. We got a story here. I don't know if you guys saw, but we were talking about the Wu flu. People continuing to die from it. I saw Scott Baio did a tribute to Marvin Hagler
because Hagler got the shot. Relatively young dude. I mean, Hagler's like, what, in his 60s? He gets the shot, and he drops, boom, on the spot. And Bale is like, I met Marvin Hagler. He goes, I met him. I was waiting to go to the bathroom. He was describing that it was, you know, it turns out it was Hagler using the bathroom, but it was taking so long. And he was like, what, Gil? Come on, man. Who? And he turns around. It's Hagler. And he says, the look on, Bale said, the look on my face said it all. Holy crap. Sorry, Marvin. He goes, you do take as long as you need. He goes, Hagler laughed at him, invited him to come sit at his table. And he says, you know what he liked about Marvelous Marvin Hagler? He was his idol. He said, he was my idol, but it turned out my idol met my expectations. Do you think the left, their idols meet their expectations? Do you think there are people that meet Hillary Clinton and go, wow, she's so warm and caring? You think they meet Cuomo and go, man, what an awesome guy. You think they meet Pelosi, Schumer? Name me your leftist. You think they meet them and they go, man, they were, you know what? The hype was worth it. It doesn't happen. Not at all. They meet these people and they go, yuck. Why was I following them? Man, we got some amazing stories. I don't know what I'm going to get to. I honestly don't. We prepped. I know, but I'm looking at the notes. I'm looking at everything. Look, when we prep, we do. I could do a six-hour show. I'm not even exaggerating. If my voice would hold out, I could do a six-hour show. But we got apps for illegals. We haven't even talked about Chicago's weekend violence, and we're through the week. Cuomo's investigation, live.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is again hammering the Biden administration over the surge at the southern border.
The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity.
The California Republican also still waiting to hear from the administration regarding his requested meeting. The nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives an update on the number of Americans who have been vaccinated.
As of March 17th, more than 113 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Over 73 million people have received at least one dose, including 40 million who are fully vaccinated.
USA Radio News. As illegal immigrants continue to make their way in the country, as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children will be housed at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Homeland Security also announcing an extension of travel restrictions at the Canadian border in Detroit. The agency says the current ban for non-essential travelers will continue through April 21st. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, this is so bad. Wow. I love this story because it is so bad. Oh, my goodness. This is exactly how leftism works, man. Democrats, folks, they plot. They scheme for wealth and for power. When I think about the villains in the James Bond movies, there is nobody worse than the reality of the left. Nobody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look at what the left planned and accomplished in the last presidential election, and you get a glimpse, just a glimpse, of their treachery. For Democrats, folks, everything is political. I swear to you, I remember growing up thinking politics was like a little slice of your life, but the main part of your life, you didn't think about it. And that's when you're politically out of the loop. Very naive I was. I'm just saying, what I've learned, your life is politics, and you have a little bit of it that you get to live if you're really paying attention. And it's sad because, you know, most of us, people listening to this program, I know you got to be thinking this. You have to be thinking, I wish I could just live my life and not worry about that undercurrent of what's happening behind me. If you take your eye off the ball for just a second, the Democrats are stealing something. They're doing something against you. See, you want to, it's like a kid. I have this conversation with my youngest son quite often, not directly necessarily, but indirectly. When I'm getting after him, I'm like, look, you don't want to do chores. You don't want to do such and such. But when you get up in the morning, your life is pretty much on schedule. And I asked him one day, I said, when you have baseball, do you have to wonder, I wonder if they're plotting against me, you know, if I'm going to get to go to baseball. Am I going to make the tournament? Am I going to get to go to practice? Am I going to get the bat that I need now that this other bat has been declared illegal? And all the other things. You get what I'm saying? You have to wonder, do you wonder about anything? Do you wonder if you're going to miss a meal? Do you wonder if you're going to not get your schoolwork done? You know, anything. Is there anything you can ask of your parents where we're plotting against you? And of course not. Your kids know you have their best interests in mind. You would think that when we send representatives to Washington, we would be able to say to ourselves, this is the best. We can relax because we send our best there, our brightest people. They are going to represent us. The swamp will be drained. The mosquitoes will be killed and the malaria will go away. No, that's not what happens.
If you take your eyes off your representatives, they will be sellouts. They will be the Romneys, the Murkowskis, the Collins, the Sasses of the world. And they will never represent you. They will sell out to the evil side. And you'll be sitting there going, what just happened? That is the way our world works. And it's sad. For Democrats, folks, everything is political. And that's why you have so many things in your life that are political. From getting around the system to get their kids into the best colleges, to getting around regulations to further their own nefarious needs and wants, that is exactly what Democrats do, and that is exactly what Amazon did in India. And despite being one of the largest companies in the world, Amazon still cheats and connives to gain the upper hand. It's not just enough to play by the rules. See, that's too easy. They can already beat you playing by the rules. But they have the money to get around the rules. And that money leads them to corrupt people in power, so now they end up with money and power. This came from Reuters. It was early 2019, senior Amazon.com Inc. executive Jay Carney, you remember him, was preparing for an important meeting. The former press secretary to Obama, Carney was scheduled to talk with India's ambassador to the United States in Washington, D.C. in Delhi. The Indian government had just announced foreign direct investment regulations that threatened to disrupt Amazon's business in the world's second most populous country. Before the meeting, Amazon employees prepared a draft note for Carney. The note, reviewed by Reuters, advised Carney what to say and what not to say. He should highlight the fact that Amazon had committed more than $5.5 billion in investment in India and how it provided an online platform for 400,000-plus Indian sellers. But he was cautioned not to divulge that some 33 Amazon sellers accounted for about a third of the value of all goods sold on the company's website. That information, the note advised, was, quote, sensitive, not for disclosure. Now, notice the pattern, folks. Declare how much you're going to, quote, invest into the economy and provide the big number of those helped, then lie by omission. So in this particular case, you got 400,000 sellers. 33 of them get the bulk of the business. Now, see, that's Amazon handpicking the winners and the losers. That's what's called elitism. Now, how about that spokesperson, Obama's former pitchman? He's one for spinning the truth if there ever was one, but it gets worse because the article continues. Other company documents reveal equally touchy information. Two more sellers on the e-commerce giant's platform, merchants in which Amazon had indirect equity stakes, accounted for around 35% of the platform's sales revenue in early 2019. That meant some 35 of Amazon's more than 400,000 sellers in India at the time accounted for around two-thirds of its online sales, and Amazon was in cahoots with them. 35 sellers did 67% of the online sales. Not much of a marketplace. And from this vantage point of the black guy that is over the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I would say this seems more like government regulators. You know, these are the guys that are going, you win, and you lose. And then you win, and all of you over there, you lose. It reminds me of Killer Cuomo's problem with unleashing of the Wu flu in New York City nursing homes and covering it up. They didn't want people to know these statistics. And Reuters points out that if these Amazon numbers leaked, the news could be politically sensitive to the corporate behemoth. Well, no question it's politically sensitive.
If it got out, it could give fresh ammunition to the small Indian retailers who allege that Amazon harms their businesses by flouting federal regulations in favoring a few big sellers. And they would be what? 100% correct. They write, it could have annoyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whose political base includes millions of these small retailers, and it would have undercut Amazon's public messaging that it is a friend of small business in India. As the company says in one marketing slogan in India, it is transforming lives one click at a time. Well, what Carney would end up telling the ambassador was unclear, but the meeting did take place in 2019 and nobody will comment on the specifics of the gathering. So we're going to never know the real truth about the Carney meeting, just like we won't know the real truth behind the Clinton Foundation, behind the FBI's investigation into Clinton, behind Benghazi, behind Fast and Furious, behind how many veterans died due to Obama's negligence, behind Comey's list of crimes to cover up for the all these and the names that are part of the cabal to oust President Trump, behind the Biden family's involvement in a multitude of illegal activities all over the world, behind the level of Biden's dementia and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of things that we are not going to find out, because guess what? Government has put this public face on itself, while privately it's selecting those who win and those who lose, just like Amazon is doing in India. I remind you, 33 people are doing the bulk of the business. 33 organizations are doing the bulk of the business in India, and 35 of them since 2019 have been doing the bulk of the business in India, and Amazon has a stake in those companies. That's double dipping. Ask if they care. But here's what they write. The company also says it runs a transparent online marketplace that treats all sellers equally. The internal Amazon documents, however, contradict those claims, revealing how the e-commerce giant has helped a small number of sellers prosper, giving them discounted fees and helping one cut special deals with big tech manufacturers such as Apple, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Antifa, is this thing on?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know if you guys heard the story about the teachers union. There's a group, they're called Gorilla Moms. M-O-M-Z. And they call the Berkeley Federation of Teachers president, Matt Meyer, a hypocrite because they spotted him dropping off his two-year-old daughter for in-person instruction at a private preschool. Meet Matt Meyer, white man with dreads and president of the local teachers union, the group wrote in a tweet. He's been saying it's unsafe for your kid to be back in school, all the while dropping off his kid at private school. So Matt Meyer gets upset and he says, "Why are you guys putting this camera in my face and exposing me as being a hypocrite?" Now they blurred out the child's face in the video.
He said there were no public options for kids her age. Who cares? Do what everybody else is doing. Is he the only one with a two-year-old that needs to go to preschool or whatever? See, this is leftism at its finest. It does not want to live its lie. That's leftism. See, I'm not going to do something that disrupts everybody else without me thinking about, I'll give you an example. I could homeschool my youngest son. I could homeschool him. I could run him through his athletics and all of it. I could do it and still do my job. I mean, I couldn't do it as effectively. My job is effectively because I'd have to take that time out, but I could do it. And because I'm pretty doggone smart and pretty freaking what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I would figure out a way to do it in such a way that it worked out for everybody. He would learn my job at the same time. It would be like OJT for him, which a lot of what I do with him anyway is that way. But would it work for everybody? The answer is no. There are people, they may even have more money than I have, but they don't work from home. It isn't as convenient. I've got lots of resources. I run an education think tank, a foundation. I got a lot of resources at my disposal. So I'd figure it out. But see, leftists, they say, you got to do this, man. This kid can't go back to school. And then they make arrangements for their kids to get everything yours doesn't have. Do I need to point back to these Holly weirdos who tried to get their kids, who didn't try. They got their kids into the top schools in California where your kids can't go. Do I have to remind you that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC and all of them want free education, but they wanted community college? Which, by the way, I don't have a problem with giving away community college. I think some of those trades and trade schools and the things that just hone your skills so you have enough information to go forward with your own business and stuff, I think that's great. I think that actually may end up being the top education. Better than Ivy League. Go learn how to weld. And then go learn how to run a welding company. Go learn carpentry. Then become a general contractor and start building houses. Have you seen the shows with these people that flips and all this stuff? Do you think these are people with Harvard educations that are making outpacing 98% of the people who went to Harvard? Because they know how to flip houses? They know how to put their hands to work. I think it's wonderful. But anyway, this group, Gorilla Moms, congratulations to them. We're trying to contact them because this is exactly the type of proactive stuff you want to do. You want to showcase the hypocrisy of the left. Speaking of education, this story I found is absolutely going to upend education, and it's what Google is going to do. No degree necessary. That Google announced next steps, they said, in its plan to disrupt the world of education, including the launch of a new certificate program. These certificate programs, plural, they're designed to help people bridge any skills gap and get qualifications in high-paying, high-growth job fields, and you don't need a degree. This guy writes, the new tools could be a game changer for a growing number of people who consider the current education system broken, or for the millions of Americans who are currently unemployed, much due to the fallout of the Wu Flu thing. Well, there are some, that's true. The scamdemic, they say, has led to a truly horrible year, says Sundar Pichai. He's the CEO of Google. He says, but it's also created profound shifts along the journey to digital transformation in ways no one could have imagined. Well, I imagined it. Sure did. That's why we started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org and we started telling people you don't need a college degree. Stop feeding into this BS. It's a racket. The college system is a racket. If it were really meant to educate the kids who should go to college, colleges would empty out. It would be about 50, at least 50% of the college kids would be gone. They don't need it. At least.
It's a racket because instead of going to get the degree that you really like, they want to get you educated and woke. We're going to talk about woke with Dave Chappelle and Sarah Silverman and other so-called leftists who are getting awakened. The Chris Rocks, the Jerry Seinfelds, and many others who go, what are you allowed to say anymore? Anyway, they say Google's going to release 3 career certificates on Coursera, and they're going to be in project management, data analytics, and user experience, what they call UX design. A new associate Android developer certificate course, over 100,000 need-based scholarships, and they have partnerships with more than 130 employers working with Google to hire graduates of its certificate program. A new Google search feature that may make it easier for people to find jobs for their education level, including no degree and no experience. Most enrollees will finish in 6 months or less, putting the cost at about $240 for U.S. students. Some may need only 3 months, cutting the cost in half. Google is offering 100,000 need-based scholarships in the U.S. They did an exclusive interview, and Google shared the details and the thinking behind this program, what they call Grow with Google Initiative, and its plan to accelerate economic recovery and provide millions the opportunity to find a job or grow their career or business. And the article continues, while the shift to digital was greatly accelerated by this scamdemic, Google was in a unique position to observe a more gradual shift over the past several years. But as more and more digital jobs become available, it became obvious there was a skills gap. You can't just say the next generation will naturally have the skills they need, said Pichai. Pichai, whatever his name is. We saw a lot of unfilled positions when it came to jobs in tech. It was a supply mismatch, yet people were hungry to fill those positions. So we ask ourselves, why is there a gap? See, this is a program I would love to partner with Google on, get minority kids enrolled in this program, and start filling some of these gaps with good jobs, with kids that have the skill set. This is a perfect opportunity to get some of these kids off the street and in well-paying jobs. Anyway, he goes on to talk about people don't have access to 4-year degrees because of socioeconomic or other factors. What he's saying there is there are many people out there who will not invest 4 years because they can't. It's too difficult. He says, when analyzing the data, Google noticed that the Google IT Support Professional Certification Program, which the company launched on Coursera in 2018, served as a model for the new courses, enrolled a high percentage of students from non-traditional backgrounds. In addition, many not having a degree, 46% reported being in the lowest income bracket, reporting less than $30,000 annually. So Google concluded it was important to offer these programs to as many people as possible. And I want to get to the numbers because I want to remember what they said. But I want to say these people are going to make, oh, here it is. We got it. Provide a path to a high-demand job with high entry-level wages. Be in a field in which Google had expertise. Be able to be taught in an online format. The new courses ticked all those boxes, and according to Google, the median annual wage for the jobs connected with each course ranged from $75,000 for a UX designer to $93,000 for a project manager. See, that's the kind of money that can get these young minority kids' attention. They can go do something for 3 to 6 months, apply themselves, and make $75,000. That's pretty impressive. And here's the other thing. No indoctrination. No, oh, wow, woe is me. Hey, let's talk about your lack of civil rights. See, what Google did is take the middleman out of education. They took the colleges and universities out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.